Okay, I'm gonna try this. Is this working? Oh, okay. Seems to be working now. Hi guys. This is Carla here. I decided I'd do a Hunger Games movie review, but I sat here like a while ago. I just sat in front of my computer trying to type it down and promptly realized that I was gushing far too much. So I thought I might exceed LiveJournal's maximum post length, not even halfway through my review. So I decided to just do it this way instead, by taping it. Before I say anything, sorry about the background noise. I kind of have to have my fan on or I will melt. Or what's worse, my computer might melt. It's happened before, don't ask, it's a long story. So that's what the noise is all about. Also, you might be wondering why I'm whispering this thing. Well, easy enough, it's 1:45 in the a.m. right now and everybody in my house is asleep, so I have to be quiet about this thing. I don't know why I do this thing so late, like I never get any sleep. Anyway, so basically, you know, since I'm doing this way, you probably figured out that my review is so long because I just absolutely loved the movie. I've been gushing about it for an entire week. I've already seen it 3 times. I went on, you know, premiere Friday with a couple friends, and then I went Saturday with my cousins and my brother. And of course, I have it on my computer now, a cam version, which is surprisingly good, actually. You know, you can never trust cams, but this one's pretty good. So I have it here, and I've watched it like twice since too. Cause, you know, whenever I'm bored, I'm just like, hey, I'll watch the Hunger Games again. So now that I've actually managed to get my brain on straight enough to actually be able to analyze the movie instead of just squealing like a crazy fangirl, I feel like I can now, you know, do this review thing and make it work. So I'm going to split it in a couple parts. I'm going to do my usual, you know, to do it in my usual format, like I would if it was written down. You probably see me do it for other movies. I'm gonna split this up in parts, so you won't have to like sit there for 2 hours hearing me talk about the movie. So when I slip it in parts into parts, you can just hear whichever part you're interested in and stuff. Also, this review is gonna be sort of interactive, because I was gonna do it, I was gonna type it out, but I didn't, and I was going to include a few pictures in my typed out review. Now, since I'm not typing it out anymore, I'm just gonna let you guys know. If you guys have my LiveJournal post open, I'll just let you guys know when you need to go in and take a look at which picture, so you guys, you know, can get the full effect of the whole stuff, of the whole thing. So basically, some background information about my Hunger Games movie experience. Like I said, I went to the theater twice. Both of them were in this thing. We don't have IMAX here, but we have this thing called XD, which is like extra, it stands for like extra definition or something. I don't even know where they got this name from, but it's a little more expensive than regular tickets, but not by much, like $1 or so. Movie tickets are really cheap here. I went twice. The first time I went Friday night, I went with two friends of mine. One, the girl, is a really big fan of books in general, and she read The Hunger Games not long before the movie came out, so she had it fresh in her mind, and she's like this really sweet girl. She's sensitive and stuff. She's the type to cry in movies and whatever. And my other friend, who's her boyfriend, he's, you know, this chillax guy, kind of geeky like me. He you know, he likes anime and that sort of thing, foreign films and whatever, and action movies and whatnot. He's actually seen Battle Royale, which I thought was actually a good, it was good that he was there, because you know, everybody and their dog has been comparing The Hunger Games to Battle Royale since the book came out, so I thought it would be good to have his perspective on it. And to make, you know, to make my audience group, my focus group for The Hunger Games even better, then on Saturday I went with my usual ragtag bunch of people, which consists of my cousins, my brother, my brother's girlfriend, and my brother's girlfriend's brother. Yeah, it's a big group. It's like I had to buy 8 tickets, and the lady at the theater just looked at me like, "Why are you buying 8 tickets? What's wrong with you?" So basically, I went with them, and it was very varied too, because there was me and my brother's girlfriend, who had already read the books and were huge fans. Then my younger cousin, she's 17. She's a huge fan of Josh Hutcherson. So she's been in love with him since she was in like Little Manhattan or whatever. She was like 9 years old when she fell in love with him. And she hasn't read the books, but I lent them to her, but she hasn't read them yet. But, you know, she went to see the movie just because it was Josh Hutcherson. My other two cousins didn't really know a lot about The Hunger Games. One of them actually hadn't even seen the trailer. When I picked her up, she's like, "Is this like a Twilight thing?" And I'm like, "I'm going to kill you if you ask me that again." So it was interesting. Like, she had no idea what to expect from this movie. She didn't even know what it was about. My 17-year-old cousin's brother, who's 13, was also there. He has no idea what The Hunger Games was. You know, and he's on the younger side of the spectrum. He doesn't usually get the depth of most of the movies that we go see, so he's kind of in there for the thrill, I guess. Then there was my brother and his girlfriend's brother, who were both boys, like, underlined boys, and my brother tends to dislike stuff I like on principle, just to be annoying, so, I was really expecting him not to like the movie, both of them actually, like, not to care. I mean, not dislike it, but just not to care. So it was, yeah, it was a very complete group of people I went to see the movie with, and I thought that was nice, because it gave me a nice range of reactions to, like, really judge what their opinion was, and just how the movie would be taken in by an audience as big as the one that actually went to see it, because it was a huge thing. So that's kind of the background information. I want to start now onto the actual review. You know, before I say anything, I have to have a little disclaimer here. You know, I like to nitpick because I'm OCD about things, so you'll probably hear me like say things that I didn't quite thought they were right, or that just, you know, they changed from the books or whatever. I nitpick things, it's what I do, so, but that doesn't mean I didn't like it. Like, just before we go into this review, keep in mind that I loved this movie. It's like, the credits started rolling and my reaction was, best movie ever. And I've seen all 8 Harry Potter movies, and I've seen, you know, I don't know how many movies that have been nominated for Oscars and anything, and I just sat there like, my life is complete now. So, yes, I might complain about some stuff, but this movie, it's like I just loved it to death. I could watch it 35,000 times and just never feel, never get tired of it or anything. So if you haven't watched it yet, please go watch it. You won't regret it. It's a great movie. It's just go watch it.